Okay, we're on New Testament days. The last words we learned, six lines in the bottom of the Yamid, were the words Ein Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai. Let's try to understand what those words mean in the context of the Gemara. What was the Gemara's case? The Gemara says Ein Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai. We had so many cases, let's figure out what was that case. So we go back two lines. Also ba maimer va'acha kach noilad loy ach. Also ba maimer va'acha kach noilad loy ach. What's the case again? Reuven died. Shimon is the living brother. The living brother did maimer, and he had his own wife. Then Shimon died. So what did Shimon leave over? His wife, plus Reuven's wife, to whom he did maimer. And now they will fall to this newly born Noilid, this new child, this Levi. So, what does the Gemara say about Levi? It says, Cholatz lebailas maimer leniftar atzarasa. If he did chalitza to the balas maimer, to the one that was Reuven's wife, it doesn't pata vitzara. Why not? Now here, you have to realize what's happening. Shimon died. Shimon was a regular brother. Shimon had a wife. That wife, we're giving a name, Tzara. She's a Tzara to Reuven's wife. Shimon had a regular wife. She's a regular Mechuyeves and Yibum. Now, there was Maimer and Chalitza to Reuven's wife. The says. Shimon did maimer to Reuven's wife, and now there's a chalitza. There's a pata v'tzara. It depends if maimer is anything. What's maimer? So we know the whole nesechta. Beishamai holds maimer is d'iraisa. Beishil holds it's only a drabanan. Reb Shimon is mesupik. Our Gemara is Reb Shimon. Maimer is a suffix. So what happened here? These two women fell to Levi. He did chalitza to the bailus maimer. Does a pata mitzara? Amara says the tzara is ba'adichal in Yibum, Yibum b'chalitza. The maimer woman is a safik if she's related to her. She's a tzara because maimer is a safik. Ain't safik mighty mi devade. The safik maimer is not going to pater Shimon's wife. So Rav Moshe here in the Dibris Moshe, probably the shortest piece in the whole Dibris Moshe, which are very long pieces, he has a four line. Comment on this Ein Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai. He says, what's the language Ein Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai? Just say Shimon's wife is Chayiv and Yibum B'Chalitza, and she's a woman of Chayiv and Yibum B'Chalitza until you know you did something. It's part of the language Ein Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai. Rav Moshe Tain is not the same language as all over Shas. It's a borrowed expression. Here it just means she felt a Yibum until she's Pater, she's Chayiv Yibum B'Chalitza. So we're going to try to understand what Ein Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai means and where Ramesh is coming from in this expression, and hopefully we'll understand a little better the idea of Ein Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai. Okay, the Makar for Ein Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai in Psachim Daftes is a pretty simple case. You have a house that you did b'dikas chametz on already. You were b'dikas chametz in the house. The house is clean. And now you see a mouse run in with a piece of bread. There's not any, you see a little child, a good example, run in with a piece of bread into the house. What's the suffix? The chametz, why they went into this house. The suffix is if the mouse ate it or didn't eat it. Could be the mouse ate the whole piece of bread. It could be the mouse ate half of it and was full. And that's it. So you have a vadai that there's chametz in the house. Your chametz. Doesn't mean the mouse took someone else's chametz in. What? A vadai that at one moment the vadai was chametz in the house. And a suffix if it was eaten up, in which case there's no chametz left. You don't have to do badika. The suffix wasn't eaten up. So the Gemara says, Ein suffix maitzi midei vadai. You have to badika chametz. Because since you know that there was chametz in the house, so the suffix, if the mouse ate the chametz, didn't eat the chametz, is ain't safik maitimi de vada, you have to do bedika. That's the Gemara's case, a simple enough case. Cheskas chiyuv and a safik p'tur. Taisvis and Sachim has two pshatim in this Gemara, and Tali in these two pshatim is really Tali the taich of ain't safik maitimi de vada. The first shita in Taisvis is that Gemara is talking that you didn't do bittul. The owner of the chametz was not mevatel his chametz. If you don't do bittul, it's a safek d'oraisa. Now it's a shalom in atayra. If you have your own chametz, by your rabbi matzah. Taisvis' first pshat in Sachim is that the Gemara is talking about a d'oraisa problem. And by a deraisa, the Gemara is saying, ain't safik, maitzi mi devadai. A safik, maybe the mouse ate it up, is not maitzi from a vadai that there was chametz there. Comes out from Taisus. If this would be a drabanan, let's say he did do bittul. So Taisus is saying, you'd be off the hook. You'd be safik drabanan lakula. A safik drabanan, did the mouse eat it? Didn't it eat it? So that according to Taisus' first pshat there in Mesechtas Pesachim, the din of Ein Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai is just a variation of Safik Darais L'Chumra. Since you didn't do Bittul, now it's a Shaila of an Issa Darais, if you own Chametz on Pesach, so mainly you have to do, you have Mechuyev to look for it, Mechuyev to do Bedika. You follow? According to Taisus' first pshat? Ein Safik Maitzi Vadai, according to Taisus' pshat, is a regular case in Safik Darais L'Chumra. That what? In which case that the Teveya, well, Bari Vishama, you mean? It's like saying something about that. Bari is not mighty from Hashama. Hashama is not mighty from Bari. Hashama is a chana. No. In Suffolk, mighty. Hashama is a chana, mighty from Bari. I don't know which case we're talking about. And anyway, that's the Gemara's case, like Tosis' first pshat. And Tosis' first pshat is a smaller chiddush. Ein Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai, according to Tosis' first pshat, it's not an earthly shattering chiddush. It's a din of Safik Daras L'Chumra. It's telling you that in such a case, you know, there's a problem, the Safik Daras can't party. Tosis' second pshat is that it's talking even after Bittul. You're ready Mavatl Chametz. And you're not going to be over the rice no matter what, even if it's your chametz, used to be your chametz before the bittul, that's still in the house. We're talking about a drabanan. Now, 1 minute, if we're talking about a drabanan, taka, why don't we say safek drabanan lakula? We're not sure if there's chametz in the house, safek drabanan lakula. So there, according to the second shot, ain't safek maitzi mi de vadai is an extraordinary chiddush. It's saying that even though we have a rule of Safik Drabana Lakula, and normally we're Makel, but where it's Becheskas Isser, where you even made Drabana, where it's a Schazik Isura, you know that there was Chametz in the house. You know that at one moment there was a Chiyah Bedika. And it's a Safik, if something was Mafkiya, that Chiyah, we're being Machmir even by a Safik Drabana. Ein Safik, Maitimi Devadai. A vadei chiyuv derabanan, nischazik isura of a derabanan, does not come off with a safik tikkun that maybe the mouse ate it, maybe not. So the difference in Taisus' two terutzim is extraordinary. Quite Taisus for to first Hezber and Yana Gemara, it's a case of a deras lo chumra. Taka don't know why do you need a lashon ein safik maitzi midei vadei? It's an expression. According to Taisus' second shot, it's a tremendous chiddush. It's a fantastic chiddush that even by a safek derabanan, we don't say safek derabanan lakula if it was a vadai, if it was a cheskas isser meikara, started with a cheskas isser. We don't say safek derabanan lakula. This is what comes out. The two hezbeir ben ain't something to advise. Not achrayin shehezber. It's taisus seifin art. Two shitas and taisus. The other ishaidim. There am sachem daftes. Now I was expecting someone to ask on the first pshat. What was the first pshat? That you didn't do bittul. And the mouse picked up the bread and ran in. That's Safik Daraisa. So what would I expect you to ask? Huh? Do bittul now. Well, it should come to everybody's mind. So do bittul now. It'll become a Durabanan. If Yeshua asks on the Gemara there, what's the place to say? You didn't do bittul, it's Daraisa. So do bittul now. It'll become a Durabanan. So the Pnei Yeshua answers, and I think it's before. It's before Pesach when it ran in. The question is if Yechiyah Bedikah.
So,
what? You're not supposed to create a Sfek. Here, not creating a Sfek. The Sfek is there. You're downgrading it from Daraisa to Drabanan. But it's a Daraisa in this Galgal. We have a rule. A Sfek Daraisa in this Galgal of Drabanan remains a Sfek Daraisa. What's the usual case of Sfek Daraisa in this Galgal of Drabanan? You have a pot that has blias of Isser in it, and it's a shalav of deraisa, a sveikus. If you wait 24 hours, it's ainah ben yaima, it becomes a drabanan. So don't say every single deraisa, suffik deraisa, wait 24 hours, it's a suffik drabanan, you can be makom, no? Since in its origin, the suffik was a deraisa dika suffik, a suffik deraisa shin is gagal a drabanan, you're mukhuyiv to paskin on the deraisa dika suffik. So Mimela, Tosis' first shita is that ain't something to evade is a deraisa dika case. And Tosis' second shita is that ain't something to me devada is a drabanan dika case, talking even by a drabanan. You see the difference between two hezberim? The first hezber that we're talking about in this deraisa, ain't something to evade is not a big chiddush, nothing to write home about. It's just a different way of saying Sof Deraisa L'Chomer. The second way, it's extraordinary chiddush, that even though Sof Deraisa L'Kula, by Eschazik Yisura, we don't say Sof Deraisa L'Kula. Tremendous chiddush. The Shar HaMelech has his kuntris on Sveikus, which is in Hilchas Mikvayis. And in Klal Zayin, he talks about Ein Sofek Maitzi Midei Vaday. And he shows that this is an issue that comes up in Yeridaya in numerous places. He mentions three places it comes up. He's matmiya why the Achronim don't tell you that it's totally in Tosfos. But Lamaisa, he says, he mentions three places where it comes up. Well, interesting nekudas. There's a Taz in Simen Samach Tes, Hilchas Malicha. Simen Samach Tes, the Taz is Sivkotin, I think it was Chav Dalet, I don't remember. It's interesting Taz, I think those of you who learned Malicha will remember it. The Taz has a case with a woman who had meat, she cooked it, and after she cooked it, she says she doesn't remember if she salted it or not. She doesn't remember salting the meat. Sort of finishing Shemayin Esrei, you don't remember if you said Mashu Ruach HaMer Dagoshim. Can't go back and figure it out. So she asked the Tashai, the Maisa Shahayah, they came to the Taz. The woman cooked, and now she doesn't remember if she salted or didn't salt the meat. So the Taz talks about two nekudas there. One nekuda is that if you always salt meat, Mistam, you did it what you normally do, and you forget. When people do their usual things that they do, so afterwards they forget. You remember if you davened this morning? Maybe davening you remember. But anybody remember to make the bracha pekeach ivrim? The time I said pekeach ivrim, I started with Shnosan Sechi Vina, and I remember getting to Amazon Yav Kayach, and Abishayna, so the time I said pekeach ivrim. You don't remember things that you do normally. That's one part of the Taz that the Taz talks about. But before that, the Taz talks about the fact that this shayla is a shayla of a deraisa drabanan. If you don't salt meat and you cook it and eat it, deraisa drabanan. Huh? But dam shabishlai, right, becomes a drabanan. We pass in Ashur Sidraban. we paskin, come out all the Rishayim, I think it was except for the Rambam. Except for the Rambam, all the Rishayim hold that Dam Shebishloi is a Drabana. So the Shaila L'chayr Safa Drabana L'kula. You don't remember if he salted it, you didn't salt it, Safa Drabana L'kula. But this is a case of Cheska Sisa. We know the meat started needing Malicha. The meat began that it needs Malicha. So the Safik Malicha ain't Safik Maitmi Devada. Since it started Becheskas Chayiv Malicha, so the Safik, if you did Malicha, even though it's a Safik Darabana, but ain't Safik Maitmi Devada. The Safik, if you did Malicha, is now Maitzi from the Vadai of Lainim Lacha. That Machlaikis, if ain't Safik Maitmi Devada Vadai by Darabana, is Tali in the two Tzurits of Taisis. So Vait, it's a nafgamina in a Durabanan that we normally should say this Safa Durabanan Lekula. We don't.
Why isn't it a
Deraisa Siskagul? Why? Because the blood was Deraisa Dika blood beforehand. So what do you say? Good question. Why isn't Safa Deraisa Siskagul? What do you mean it was my life? You became aware of it. So there's a Chuvus Rebbe Kiveg, there's an important Chuvus Rebbe Kiveg on Nisgalgo. I think it's Chuva Memtes. It's an interesting Chuva to learn one day. Rebbe Kiveg has a brother, a common Chuva, about someone that inherited dishes from a grandparent, a set of China dishes, expensive dishes, cheres, you can't kasher. And he doesn't know if they're milchik or fleishik. He doesn't know if the grandparents used it for milchik, so he used it for fleishik. It happens, especially Loyalena, when you have grandparents that are ill the last years and nobody's in the house, and years go by, it's not used. People don't remember. Sometimes it's Pesach dishes, people don't remember milchik or fleishik. So this is a tough shaila, and it comes up often. Are you allowed to take the dishes and be kaveh than one or the other? You can't kasher them. When you get the dishes, it's a safik derabana. It's a 50-50 safik. Milchik slashes. It's a safik derabana, and it's a ben yaymai. So Rabbi Kiveger says, l'chayr, it's a derabana that was niskalgal from a deraisa. Because when it was a ben yaymai, when it was used that day for slashes, you couldn't use it for milchik. So Rabbi Kiveger is mitzadeid to say that you only say Safa Darabana on this Galgel if when it was a Deraisa you were also Mesupik. When it was a Deraisa you were also Mesupik. So it's a Galgel to a Darabana. Here when it was a Ben Yaimai they knew what it was. So when it was a Ben Yaimai there was no need to pass in the Safik. So later it's this Galgel that doesn't make it a Darabana to this Galgel. The Safik started as a Darabana. So Kiveh has two svaras that is mitzaref there to be megal, and this is one of them. I assume in the case of the salted the meat that might have been salted, maybe also your suffix began after it was cooked. The person was mesupik after it was cooked. What does that mean? Before it was cooked, mistam, she was aware of what she was doing. She opened her eyes and see what she's doing. The suffix began afterwards. Maybe that's why he holds us not in the skull. Be that as a way, that's one nice example of the chiddush of Ein Sof Mitzvah Vivadai. In other words, the chiddush of Ein Sof Mitzvah Vivadai is that even by Sof and Drabanan, since it was a Vadai Chiyuv, it's a Sofit Ptor. A second case that the Shar HaMelech brings is the, I think it's a Chuvus HaRashba, also brought in Shulchan Aruch. We had a svek sveka. If you have vegetables that have a suffix, if they have a teloim in them, you have cabbage, a suffix teloim, and you cook it. And now you go to someone's house and they serve you cooked stuffed cabbage. Are you allowed to eat it? Remember? Yeah. We mentioned this whenever we talk about svek sveka, that it's a svek sveka. It's a svek sveka. Why? It's suffik if there were teloim. and in Tzolaima they were Tzolaim. It's a Suffolk Nimuach in the cooking. That says Shulchan Aruch Beferish. It's a Sfek Sveika, and therefore it's Mutar. Now that Sfek Sveika has nothing to do with any Suffolk basically Devat, but it says there that that's only good on those vegetables that are Suffolk Tzolaim, like cabbage, lettuce. Not every piece has Tzolaim. Some do, some don't. It's a Suffolk Tzolaim. There are certain vegetables that are Musik B'Tzolaim, like broccoli or certain cauliflower. Every single one has Tzolaim. There are none without Tzolaim. It's not a Suffolk if it had Tzolaim. So if you go to someone's house, they serve you cooked broccoli, fresh broccoli that they cooked. So that is only one Suffolk, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it. So that's the halacha of Shulchan Aruch. Frekta Shah Melech. Well, so far you don't have to come on to any Suffolk Mitzvah Mitzvah because it's a Suffolk Derais L'Chumra, it's just one Suffolk. The Shah Melech is going to turn it into that. The Shah Melech asks that a beria is not bottled. The bug should be bottled. You can't find it in the broccoli or broccoli kugel, let's say it's mixed in. You can't find it. It should be bottled. Why is it not bottled? Because a beria is not bottled. The whole din that a beria is not bottled is a drabanan. When I tell you everything is bottled b'shish. All isurim are bottled b'shish. Beria, tichrei eschabe, darshei shemtir, these are all the drabanans. So you should be allowed to eat even a vadai tilon vegetable, but if it's safek nimuach, because it's safek drabanan lakula. Mina Torah, it's bottled. You can't find it. It's a barrier. You tell me you could find this. We'll have an example where it's in a. They made a kugel out of it. You can't find it. Just the barrier is not bottled. That's a drabanan. So Suffolk Nimuach, you say Suffolk drabanan lakula. So Vaita, we're going with the Sheet of Taisvis, that Ein Suffolk Moitzi Midei Vadai is a Chiddush in the Issa drabanan. In a drabanan, where we say. Normally we say Saf Darabana Lakula. If it was Vadai Isser, and it's a Safik, if you fix the Isser, we don't say Saf Darabana Lakula. I hope you get the picture. Right? These examples should give you the idea that when there's a Vadai problem, the Safik is not mighty from the problem, even by Saf Darabana. The third case he brings is from Simen Kuf Yud. It's Shah Sivkat and Chaf Aleph in the base of Suffolk, those who learned the base of the Yeridaya. By a Taruvis, Chad Bechad, of an Issa Drabanan with Heta. You have a piece of meat that's also a Drabanan, and a piece of kosher meat, it's mixed, you can't tell which is which. If a Nafal Echa Mehem Liyam, and one of them falls away. There's a machloikis there in the Beis HaSafik whether you could say Safik Drabanan Lakula. The one that fell away is the Isser, the one I'm left with is the Het. But the Shach is Machmir. The Shach says you can't do that. Why don't you say Safik Drabanan Lakula? So Vaita, the Shah Melech is Masbir. This is his third example. These are the three examples where we see in Halacha, in the Paiskim, that they name on that ain't Suffolk, Maitzi Midei Vadai, is a chaymer of by the Rabbanan. Because they're talking about Issa Rabbanan, that's the Sarif. And the Shah says you don't say Suffolk Rabbanan Lakula. Once there's Vadai Issa, you can't be Mekel. Because there was one Vadai Issa Rabbanan and Vadai Heter, and they got confused, you know, which is which. So, I mean, there was Issa there, it was a Schazik Yisurah. Right, in a Tarubis, we know there's Isser, that's called the Schazik Isura, that's called the Vada. It's Vada, there was Isser here. And the question is, it was fixed by one of them falling away. So these are all examples of Ein Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai. In the more Mechudish Tikka Mahalach, twice the second Heretz, the more Mechudish Tikka Mahalach of Ein Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai. Coming back to our Sugya, Rav Moshe's Taina on our Sugya, that what does this have to do with Ein Safik Maitzi Midei Vadai, seems to be emes lahalacha. with the shita, this second shita in Taisus, that ain't safik maitzim yidevade is a chiddush by nisid rabbanon. That's a safik that if it's a chazik yisuri, it can't be made. So if ain't safik maitzim yidevade means where I normally would be mekel by a safik, but since it was already a vadai, I can't be mekel. If that's the taichan safik maitzim yidevade, so then Ramesh's time is talking about time. That the lashon here is not a meduyik de kolosh. Nevertheless, according to Tosfos first draft, that ain't safek maitzim yidevadai is a type of safek deraisa l'chumra. That's talking when you didn't do bittul. It's talking in a regular case of ain't safek maitzim yidevadai means safek deraisa l'chumra. Just it's an expression. It's taka, we said, like Tosfos first has not a big chiddush. According to that, the expression here in the Gemara is appropriate. That's our Gemara. Our Gemara is that she's mechoyev in, she felt a yibum, and it's a safik if chalitza to the balas maimer patera, shavu deraisa, and takia machnir. Taisa's second teretz would be shvet from this Gemara. We'd be learning psachim daftes, and we look up this Gemara, we'd have a kash on Taisa's. How could Taisa's and psachim say, ain't safik might be nevade means, that vein is a drabanon. It's chazik isura, so he can't be mekel. If that's taichan, some of maitzim yidevadai, how does that fit into this Gemara? There's no issur rabbanon in this Gemara. This Gemara is talking about issur deraisa. Full into yibum is issur deraisa. So this Gemara would be very shver on that pshat in Taisus. In Taisus' second pshat, that ain't some maitzim yidevadai means misaf derabbanon is lechumra. I don't know how we would learn it. If not that we notice that Ramesh, maybe others make the comment that this is not a normal ain't safek maitzim yidevadai. Not for that, we'd have a kasha. This Gemara should prove that ain't safek maitzim yidevadai is by deraisas, like Taisa's first pshat, not like Taisa's second pshat. Unless it's a borrowed lashon, we find such a thing in Shas that they are borrowed lashonis. Okay, this is the Gemara we learned yesterday. Let's learn the last piece of Gemara. Yosef Ramanasha. Okay, let's follow inside the Shakla V'tari of the Gemara. Yosef Ramanasha Barzvid Kamei Rav Huna V'Yosef Ikamar. My time of the Rav Shimon. A little funny. I would have thought this should be the first Gemara. We should have started with my time of the Rav Shimon right after the Mishnah, but I don't know. The Gemara doesn't bring it till here. What is Rav Shimon's reason? So the Gemara, Tam to Rav Shimon, Kedamar Tamim. Hayu Luba Matzah Beheter, V'Layam Da Alav Shah Achas Be'Isser. Because he came and he found a Beheter. That's Rav Shimon on top of the page, about the 6th or 7th or 8th line. Right away, when this child was born, he found her Mutter to him. Hayu Luba Matzah Beheter. That's why she's mutter. Pshat, what's the case? This baby is born. When he comes into the world, his brother was already miyabim. When he's born, he has only one brother, Shimon. This Shimon was already miyabim, Eishes Ruven. So what are the words? Motza beheter. He didn't find a beheter. She's an Eishes Ish. An Eishes Ach. She's married to his brother. What does it mean? Hoyel u motza the heter. Also, an eshes achashlei balame. Okay. So what does it mean? He found a beheter. So how do we touch it? How do we touch it? Hoyel u motza the heter. He found a beheter. Which heter? What? Eshes achashlei balame. That's Ruvain's wife. It's beheter. Klape Ruvain's marriage, he found a beheter. That's what you have to say. Klape Ruvain married, I found a beheter. Tosfos Hai on the next Amid explains it a little bit that he, when he finds her with an Isser that has a heter. The Paka is Eshesach. In other words, when he comes into the world, this woman is married to Shimon, Eshesach. But Eishes Ach is a type of Isser that comes off. So he found her Behetera. What does Behetera mean? With a type of Isser that gets removed. If he's born, and Shimon was not yet miyabim, so he has an issur shesach shloy by law made eshav shem never goes off. Since Shimon was miyabim, the issur shesach shloy by law made already disappeared, and now he has just an issur of Esha Shimon, and that's why it's mutter. That's Taishin the Gemara. So let's see the Gemara weiter. What do Rabbanan say? Am I Tamid the Rabbanan? I'm a Krav, Allah Kalilishna, the Yimma, Adayin Yibum, and Mishayin of Allah. Now here, what's Taish? What's the Taish in the Gemara? If you find a Beheter, the Chacham will be my description. The Gemara doesn't say, even if you find Beheter, it's still an Isser? No. They're saying, Adayin Yibum, and Mishayin of Allah. What does that mean? What is Yibum and Mishayinim? Ruven's Yibum is still on her. Pliya. She's married to Shimon already. She's already married to Shimon. I would think the Din Yavam of Ruven is gone. So saying, no, Adayin Yibum and Mishayinim Allah. How would you explain that? How would you explain? Anybody?
Explaining
Zer Sakasim. Maybe you have to explain Zer Sakasim. But how does it work? How did that work? He's born into the world. It's Shimon's wife, not Reuven's wife. Reuven's shayches is still there. So I want to explain that logically. How would I touch it? Like we said many times, if you learn Yibum is a hemshich of Reuven's marriage, then it makes sense. I think the Asvadar Asa brought this right. If you learn that Shimon's marriage is an extension of Reuven's marriage, like the Pashup Shat and the Pasik, right? Lachim Shem Lachim. If you learn that when Shimon marries this woman, it's a continuation of Reuven's marriage, then it makes the Gemara so beautiful. When Levi is born, this woman is still Eishes Reuven in a sense, because there's a Hemshach of the Eishes of Reuven, which continues. That's very Gishmak.
Once you touch up the Gemara of the Svara, so you're running into the problem that of Lashon HaGemara in my time, the Shimon is the Pashup Shat. So the Gemara seems to be saying that Shimon is the Pashup Shat. So if you can start saying Pashat now.
Yeah, well, without the Gezer, this is definitely not Pashat. Without the Gezer, I wouldn't have said that Reuven's, that's a Hemshach of Reuven's marriage.
It's not a Svara without the Gezer, it's a Svara on the Gezer.
Yeah, Nachinami. After the Pashat comes, we're going to learn it that way. Rav Shimon, so it's very geshmak. So Rav Shimon holds it's pakas ikasach, and the Chachamim will hold it's like pakas ikasach. That somehow it's funny because the zika is not really shaykh to Levi, but still there's a hemshach of the original chasnus. So now it's a very geshmak of machlokes. If it's still Eishes Reuven shalaya by lamei to Levi. Elohaditnan, kinsa hari ukishta l'chol davar. In fact, the Gemara, it's not true. Once Shimon marries her, it's kishta l'chol davar. Vamar Rabbi Yezra Chanim, alam shebegarshu beget mazira. Two chidushim. There are two chidushim. Begarshu beget is one, mazira is another one. One chidush is begarshu beget, you don't have to do chalitza. If the Shimon's miyabim, you might think he wants to get rid of it, he has to do chalitza. No, just does it get. And secondly, mazira. If he divorces her, he can take her back. So what's the Gemara saying? We see that the Ishus of Reuven is gone. The Ishus of Reuven is totally gone. So it's like the Gemara, Hasam Nami, in fact, the Gemara, Hasam Nami, Leima V'yimma, Adayim V'm Rishayin Olay, Shani Chalitza. It's interesting. Rashi learns, the Kasha is, Shani Chalitza. That's how Rashi learns on the bottom. The Ramban teaches it, Shani Chalitza, and if you give her a get, you shouldn't be able to take her back. I'm not sure if it's a machlaikas, not a machlaikas, but them both are true. If there's still issues of Reuven, both should be true. Mister, if you need chalitza, if for sure can't take her back. You mean would include it? Rashi says you need chalitza, so that she's a chalitza, is this alive? So you can't take her back. It's true. What you're saying is true. I think the Ramban is saying that Yishni Chalitza and Kedusha shouldn't be Taifis, it should be an Eishasach. That if it's a Dan Yibum and Rishayim Aleha, so now it's Shalai Ben Malka Mitzvah, because you already were Bayo Bi Rishayim. So therefore, I think that's what the Ramban is learning. Okay. Hasam nami leim aviyim aydayivum rishayna malas tastira b'tibay chalitza. If the Gemara shani hasam dama karav alok halay liisha kima shalakha naskish l'luchal davar. So you have two contradictory gzeres hakasas. The yimma tells you still a yavam. It's still a yavama. And v'lok halay liisha says it's a full-fledged wife. So we're applying each one to something. The v'lok halay liisha we apply the gashu v'getam hazira. And the v'yimma we apply teishizach ha'shalaya v'ilam. In fact, the Gemara yihach yihach anami. Here also, l'gabi teishizach ha'shalaya v'ilam, let's say that it's just Shimon's wife. It shouldn't be us to him. So the Gemara says, Rahman of v'yimma. V'yimma excludes that. Umar is. Why do you use v'yimma for this and v'lok halay liisha for that? Mustaver shari hatera shadi hatera hatera shadi isura isura. The svara is, so what does that mean? Shadi isura isura. If you learn an isur, it's mustaver, it's an extension of an isur. Eishal shal be'lama is extended. Hatera a hatera, what does that mean? That since Shimon is allowed to be mi'abim, we extend the heter that he can be mi'abim har, plus if he gives her again, he can take her back. The Gemara is saying when he got married, he found it as his brother's wife. And we're considering his brother's wife heter. So this word, this erva should be mutter too. Hard to know what the havamina was. So the Gemara says, no, isra chaysay echad ozl. What do you mean? There's an isra chaysay. Why would this chaysay go off? Because he married his half brother. If so, hachadami isra chaysay echad ozl. This isra sach, where did it go? So the Gemara, hey, isra the less lay heter, so this lay heter. To marry a sister from your mother never has a heter. So that doesn't go off. To marry a sister to Eishasach Shalei by Lava is an Isser Eishasach at the end of the day. And this Eishasach goes off. So therefore we say that the Isser Eishasach Shalei Haya by Lava could go off, and the Isser of Achais Amim cannot go off. So these are the two blots, the blot in here from Reb Shimon. Now before we start the next Mishnah goes back to the fundamentals of the beginning of the first parak. But there's one nekuda with still that the idea of Ein Sofik Maitzimi Devade, which is a basic idea in Yevamis, so I'd like to discuss it the few minutes that we have. It's something that we could discuss in numerous places in the Masechta, but for some reason it never came into our discussion. And that is the Shaila as to whether we look at a married woman who her husband is going to die, which is a full teyiva. There are cases we have sveikas. Talk about different types of sveikas. The question is, when is a woman considered a vadai mechuyeves beyibum? When does the cheskas isser start? Ein safek maitzimi de vadai, whichever pshat you go, means that there's a vadai isser, a vadai chiyav yibum. Sveikas can't be mefkia. At what moment does a woman get a shem cheskas isser? Legabi yibum. Now this is a common shaila in the following case. You have people today who don't know their origins. Let's say somebody was adopted. Adopted, not talking he was a guy, he was a Jew. And he was adopted from an adoption agency, and whatever reason they know he's a Jew. And he gets married, and he dies. His wife has no way of finding out if her husband had brothers. Did he have brothers? Didn't he have brothers? Miodea. So the question is, what do we do in a case where it's a suffix if he had brothers? I mean, I guess it's a suffix hashakel, You don't take statistics how many human beings in the world have brothers. Just on that. It's something that it happens. It happens this way, it happens that way. The Shaila is, do you say a married woman is becheskes oimedes liyibum? And if so, when you have sveikas, she stays becheskes oimedes liyibum? Or do you say, what do you mean? A married woman is eshesish, has nothing to do with yibum. Yibum starts when the person dies. It's a suffix if she fell to yibum. There's no chazak. Or maybe more. That's the third possibility. Could you be she's becheskes isish, she was neshesish? Could be there's no chazakis, she wasn't in the parasha of Yibam, or the Beis Shmuel says that she has a cheskes heter. How could she have a cheskes heter? Huh? Has heter? No children. There's a cheskes sister. We'll go back. The Beis Shmuel writes that she has a cheskes heter because she started off a pnuya. She started off a pnuya. She didn't marry anybody. She received kiddushin. Those kiddushin were undone by Mises Habam. So she should go back to a cheskes pnuya from which she started. It's a suffix if she falls to Yibam. But what's her chazaka de meikara? Where's she coming from? The Beis Shmuel says that she should be coming from a cheskes heter. She start what? Which way is it? The marriage. Vaday. The husband died without children. So isn't that a cheskes heter? What happens? You have a woman who's the cheskes heter, and then there's a reyesa. Then there's a reyesa. So, only when we have tarti l'reyes, so we say it's a problem, right? You have to be chazaka d'hashta, and plus a problem. One is one reyes, so you don't say, I'll be an example. You have. See, if the reyes is in her guf, it would be bad. It would be a good example. You don't need chazak in the hashta. I just don't want a chazak in the hashta. It's misnagin. The hashta we don't know. You have a chazak in the hashta by a mikvah that started off full, now it's empty. You have a chazak in the meikar was full, hashta it's empty. So if you have another race, it's a problem.
But the brother,
I was thinking it could be the whole shayla of chazak is tolling in that shayla if it's a hemshach of the first kedushin. Could very well be. In which case this would be a riot if I cared. Now let me tell you the case. The Beis Shmuel is going on a Ramah. The Ramah is actually, it's not just a Ramah, it's a Gemara in Kedushin of Samach Dalet. It's brought somewhere here in Yevamis. Loi Hosif Ba'achim. You have somebody living in town, and as far as we know, he has no brothers. So it says, Afal pi sha'amar yesh li achim. Even though he's told his wife before he died he has brothers, he has no nemanis. So to Beis Shmuel, why does he have no nemanis? Now, for this, it would be good enough to say, it's not a chazaka this way, it's not a chazaka that way. I'm not talking here about an adopted child. But even there, the Beis Shmuel writes, in Sim Kufnon Zayin, Beis Shmuel Siv Katan Zayin, that the woman has a cheskes heter of a cheskes heter of being a penuya, because originally she was a penuya. So that's called a cheskes heter. Memela, she had kedushin. The kedushin came off. She goes back to a cheskes heter. Now I want to explain to you what this shaila depends on. The shaila here depends on whether you can give someone a cheskes heter if the cheskes heter, the Meikara, came off for other reasons. The Cheskes Heter Meikara didn't exist lahalacha for other reasons. What was the other reason? She was married. She was Cheskes Penuya. She's married for 20 years. She couldn't get married. She wasn't allowed to marry whoever she wants for 20 years. Now she dies, and we don't know what's going on with her. With her, she of Yibum. The Beis Shmuel holds that we give her a cheskes heter, even though bepoyel the cheskes heter had no application for the last 20 years. Normally, chazakta meikari is the way it was; it stayed. Even though in the lemaisidical world it had no application, still we give it a din of a cheskes heter de meikara that continues. Now that's a tremendous chiddush. Say it's wrong. I'm just saying it's a chiddush. Well, every cheskes heter we always have is the way it was; it stayed. There was no hefsek; it kept on going till our safik, and bishas safik we say it stayed that way. Here we're talking about a chazaka de meikara that was not in the oilam of halacha lemaisa; it had no halacha lemaisa, and we give it a chazaka. There's in Hilchos Treifos a similar shaila. At the beginning of Siman Nun, there's the Maisa of the Ramah there. The Ramah brings a Maisa Shahaya. There was a behema, they shechted an animal, and they found water in the brain. What's the din of water in the brain? If the Moyach is makif the water, then it's okay. If it's not leaking, then it's okay. If the Moyach is makif the whole water, then it's fine. If the water is leaking out, then it's a treifos. By the time they came to the Ramah to ask what's the din of water in the brain, somebody had already cut. He was cutting up the animal, and he cut up the head also. It was impossible to check if the mayach was chayfes hamayim, if it held the water in that. So what was the shaila there? Should we give the animal the chazaka de meikara that it was kosher? It has a big shaila b'chlal about chazaka by treifos, assuming there's such a thing. That be'etzem, the animal had a chazaka, was born not treif, lived more than a year, and let's say that counts as a chazaka de meikara, that wasn't treif. Could we give it a chazaka in such a case? What's the shaila? L'chayr pashit, it was born not treif, the shaila didn't become treif, you have a safik, you could be meikara, chazaka de meikara. But cause a man, the animal wasn't shechted, you couldn't eat the animal anyway, it was eivam nachayim. Kozman, you don't sheft an animal, you can't eat it anyway. So you see, it's like cheskes pnuya. You have a chazaka, it's not treif, but that chazaka has no halacha l'maisa. So right now you can't eat the animal anyway until you sheft it. Nafkamina for milk. You're right. I guess it was an ox, not a cow. So there, this suffix is the same suffix. It's a suffix, whether you say such a chazaka de meikara. Now, what's interesting is in halach l'maisa, it's very difficult because this Beis Shmuel is a reason to be matir. There are today adopted people, or people that don't know their origins. There was a generation ago, there were a lot of children from the Holocaust who were given away and they were taken back, and they don't know any of their siblings. And the shaila is whether there's a chiyuv or not. L'chayra, we have this Beis Shmuel. Beis Shmuel, it's a Mishnah. He's saying pshat in the Mishnah. That it's mutter. The problem is that there's a Tshuva Snai Rabbi Yehuda. It's in Yana. I think it's Kuf Mem Hei. Who learns pshat differently. Rabbi Yehuda learns that if someone lived with a husband and was never aware of a brother, it's not normal. Not normal. Raiv tells us, it's an umdina, it's not Raiv. It's an umdina. It's an umdina. If you live with a man the whole life, he's your husband, and he never tells you about brothers, you know, he made a chassi, got married with him, and he never told you anything about brothers, and he had Yartzeit, and maybe he had Levayas, and he never told you about brothers. So the umdina is there are no brothers.
He didn't know.
What? I see, there the case is not an asufi. There the case is a regular case. The Mishnah in Kedusha Das Amadal and the Shulchan Aruch is not talking about someone who was adopted. There it's talking about a regular person. You live with him, you never heard that he has any brothers. And some of whom he saw, say, he told her, I do have brothers. So it says, Eina Nema. Because why? So Beis Shmuel says, because Cheskes Pinuya makes a Cheskes Heter. The other tzad is that it's because of an umdina that you have no, that if you would have brothers, you would be aware of it. There's a tremendous nafkamina between the two reasons. When you have an adopted person. So the first Beis Shmuel's reason is a reason to be meikel. The Beis Shmuel is taka reason to be meikel because it's Festus Penuya. But the Dadi Yehuda's reason, that the reason to be meikel is because you would have known about brothers, that doesn't apply to an adopted person. And a Sufi, Menashuk, somebody who doesn't, has no way of knowing his family, it wouldn't apply. So the Gabi and a Sufi would be a tremendous chumrah. It would come out that that in the case of an adopted person, he would have to be stuck. He should be an aguna. He should fall to Yibam Chalitza, not knowing it's a Safik Yibam Chalitza, Safik brothers. If you don't hold that it's a chazak in the Meikara, so then you're in trouble. And the Beis Shmuel himself brings an item in Muki Yosef who says that there's no cheskes heter, there's no cheskes heter, no cheskes issim. Calls it a Safik. But I don't remember what source the Beis Shmuel brings to argue, but he says no. He says the pshat is that it's a cheskes heter. So this shaila, it's a kolistik shaila whether every woman in Yibum is becheskes issim, becheskes heter, and it makes sense that it should be totally vayt and das from deraisa. If it's a hemshuch of the first marriage, then the cheskes heter doesn't help you. Because the heter p'tuya came off with the marriage. The question is the marriage become mutter? If you don't learn it's a hemshuch, then it makes sense that the Beis Shmuel makes sense that it should be a cheskes heter. Right, so these are the nafkaminas. Now, I'm still eager to try to chaperine as much as we can. The next gemara is a gemara of klolim. It's the klolim of isurim that get married. I'd like to start a seder, so let's say sometime next week. So I would like to do really to the tiyufta on the bottom of the Yom Beis, the bottom of Chaf Yom Beis. The Tiyufta, and we'll try to do it as quickly as we could, not missing the klolin that are here in the city.